The Fast Food Wage Board met in New York City all day yesterday to hear testimony about raising the minimum wage of fast food workers in New York State to $15 per hour. This would benefit an estimated 180,000 workers.
Working for Domino's is really, really tough, especially with the days they give me, because I only get 2 days. That's it, 2 days a week.
21-year-old Rashawn Robinson.
My last check really hurt my heart, because when I pulled out that check out that envelope, I seen 193 on my check. 193 is nothing.
Robinson is one of many fast food workers who work fewer than 30 hours a week. Some are on-call workers who say some weeks they don't work at all. Robinson says he's not on the street selling drugs, committing crimes. He has no criminal record. He lives with his aunt and little cousin, and sometimes they can't make rent.
I have days where I even think that maybe I should go out there and commit a crime just so I could have some money in my pocket to eat. Sometimes I even went a whole week without eating. The only time I would get a chance to eat was when I went to work for those 2 days. And a customer would say, my coworker would say, "Yo, Rashawn, why are you always eating when you come to work?" And that made me feel ashamed, because why am I always eating when I come to work? And I work. I should be able to buy a decent meal for myself as a man.
Robinson's story of extreme poverty was recounted by different voices throughout the day.
I'm tired of having to go through these struggles when I work so many hours, when I put in as much work as any other citizen.
19-year-old Everlise Perez has been working at McDonald's for 2 years. She's a high school student who works 30 hours a week, sometimes 36 hours per week. She needs to work because her mom is suffering from a health problem.
Our rent is $1,000 a month plus utilities. So I'm the only one that she has to depend on, because besides, we do get food stamps, but we don't have assisted housing. We live in a regular private apartment. And when welfare did hear about the situation, they offered to pay $300 worth of rent, but I still had to come up with $700 for rent plus utilities and anything else in the house the food stamps couldn't buy.
Perez is typical of a fast food worker who relies on government assistance because of the low wages she's being paid.
There's so many people that say, people that depend on the government is because they're lazy or because it's convenient for them. But they don't know the struggles that people, we don't do it because we want to. We do it because we have no other choice. Earning $8.75 an hour with train fare being more expensive than gas and rent going up every day, we have no other choice but to depend on the government to help us out. And some people may say, well, why not something lower than 15? Why such a big jump? Anything lower than 15 would not be surviving. It would just be keeping our heads above water. We're not asking for more than 15 because we don't want to be rich. We just want to be able to survive and stay a stable life without having to depend on the government.
The National Restaurant Association says raising the minimum wage for fast food workers would negatively impact businesses across New York State.
This claim that when wages go up, employment comes down is a scam. It's a con job. It's an intimidation tactic.
Billionaire Nick Hanauer of Seattle came to testify at the New York Fast Food Wage Board.
When restaurants pay restaurant workers enough so that even they can afford to eat in restaurants, that's not bad for the restaurant business. That's good for it, despite what the National Restaurant Association may tell you.
The Wage Board asked Hector Figueroa, president of 32BJ SEIU, about what it heard from some in industry that there could be a negative impact from raising the minimum wage. Figueroa said in every market, when you raise wages across the board and you don't put anyone's business at a competitive disadvantage, the business community adjusts.
Why? Because the service is still being on demand, and then people will be able to pay maybe a little bit, not the kind of inflation that they're talking about, but the kind that allows productivity to come in place and really ultimately lead to better service and ultimately more profit margins for those involved. So we think that a low-wage economy is not helpful in our cities. It leads to waste, it leads to public subsidies, it leads to despair, loss of hope, and our communities should do better.
The Wage Board will make its recommendations to the New York State Labor Commissioner this summer. An increase won't need legislative approval to be enacted. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.